It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Some areas of our country are doing very well. Others are doing less well. It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better.
有說他們說是記者,但實際上是不是這麼簡單呢?我們也都需要...
From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home.
We can no longer, from today onwards, be proud. We can no longer sit back and remain silent on the senseless, unlawful killing, sly racism of another human being based only on what? Their skin color.
We are worried that the Chinese Communist Party make use of the evil law to further suppress Hong Kong people.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
Hi everyone, and welcome to Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter, your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, here's what happened in the world this week.
First, the Independent Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency has reviewed the evidence, as it does every week. They've confirmed that the benefits of the vaccine in preventing COVID far outweigh any risks, and people should continue to get their vaccine when asked to do so. And
this week saw intense scrutiny of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine after claims surfaced that the coronavirus vaccine increased the risk of blood clots. Regulators received reports that a very small number of recently immunised people had suffered an extremely rare form of blood clot, cerebral sinus vein thrombosis, CSVT, in the brain. In the UK, 5 cases of CSVT, one of them fatal, were reported among 11 million people who received the vaccine. The European Medicines Agency, EMA, also received an additional 13 reports. However, following a thorough review by the EMA, it has been established that these clots can occur naturally, and there has been no link found to the vaccine.
We've given 11 million doses of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine to date, and there's no demonstrable difference between the blood clots in those that have been vaccinated from those in the general population.
As a precaution, regulators have said that they will continue to monitor the situation and advise whether symptoms, such as unusual bruising or persistent headache after vaccination, should prompt a medical check. In the meantime, the European countries that had stopped the rollout of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine earlier this week have resumed the rollout of the jab. And next. This week, Turkey has abandoned an international accord designed to protect women. 10 years ago, the Istanbul Convention was signed to prevent, prosecute, and eliminate domestic violence across the EU. Despite objections from campaigners, Turkish conservatives argue that the convention's principle of gender equality and non-discrimination on grounds of sexual orientation undermined family values and promoted homosexuality. In response to the abandonment, thousands of women gathered in Istanbul in protest against the move. One campaigner said, "I came here today because I don't want my dead body to be found somewhere in the streets one day. I want to defend my rights.
Sokakta bir gün bir yerde cesedim bulunmasın diye, hakkım savunulsun, hesabım sorulsun diye geldim ben.
On social media, Turkey's Minister for Family, Labour and Social Policies, Zehra Zumrut, said women's rights were protected by the country's constitution. However, she did not give a reason for withdrawing from the Istanbul Convention, which is the world's first binding treaty to prevent domestic violence. In response to the decision, the Council of Europe described Turkey's decision as devastating for efforts to combat domestic violence. The move is considered to be a huge setback to the efforts and compromises the protection of women in Turkey, across Europe and beyond. And finally, on Saturday, a strong earthquake hit areas of Japan, the same areas that had previously been devastated by a tsunami 10 years ago. The quake hit the coast about 220 miles north of Tokyo, sometime after 6 p.m. local time. Japan's meteorological agency measured the quake at 7.2 in magnitude. There were warnings it had generated a 1 meter high tsunami, and people have been told not to go near the shore. The Onagawa nuclear plant, just 8 miles from the epicenter, has been halted, but the country's nuclear regulator said it has not found any irregularities. Tokyo Electric Power said the company also checked the Fukushima Daiichi power station that was wrecked by the massive March 2011 quake, which led to nuclear meltdowns and led to the desertion of the surrounding area. However, it also found no irregularities. Several of the towns in the Miyagi Prefecture, including Onagawa and Nishinomaki, were hit badly by the 2011 tsunami and magnitude 9 quake and have taken years to recover. Currently, in light of the recent quake, there have been no reports of deaths. So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week. Be sure to listen next week to stay up to date on the latest news around the world. Search Where We Are with Nina Porter on all podcast platforms and subscribe today to get new episodes first.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.